Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams, Mondays with Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, man, you know, 3 hours. And they seem to fly by in our dialogues and our conversations because of the depth of, you know, you and your well thought out responses to the questions that we're asking. And, you know, I was, as we were talking about just, you know, health insurance and right now, which, you know, seems to be something that many in our society say is out of reach, that our country can't afford to make sure that people have health insurance. And I was listening to Rick Scott, the United States Senator, Republican Senator, who has stated that any entitlement program should be, you know, brought up every 5 years. They should only have a 5-year shelf life. And you know, and then they should always be re-debated, because if they were that important, then the Senate should always be able, and the Congress should always be able to debate whether or not they remain that important in time, which is, to me, you know, the great thing that I did hear Mitch McConnell do is slap that insanity back and say we're not, and he mentioned Medicare and Social Security. And Mitch McConnell at least, you know, had, you know, the testicles to point out to people like Rick Scott that this just doesn't make any sense, and you know, that they're gonna raise taxes on everybody, you know, if the Republicans, you know, win and take control again. But just to hear people talking like that, Sandy, who are in, you know, positions of leadership and power, you just never understand how they can even be taken seriously. You know what I mean?
Well, the ability of our American politicians to focus on what the people want and need, we tend to get diverted in so many ways. I've said before, and we keep repeating, that we need to get much more involved with an analysis of our foreign policy. But the main reason we need to do that is because the expense that we incur as the result of our current pathway on foreign policy, meaning our defense budget, is getting in the way so seriously of our ability to deal with the real needs of the welfare of the people of the country. And you can go to so many countries in the world who are taking far better care of the essentially the requirements of their people, and as a result have a happier populace, have a more successful populace, have very resilient economies, have a bigger middle class, have so many things that the United States, based on our kind of fatuous view that we are exceptional in every way, we congratulate ourselves on having a lot of things in our country that we simply don't have, you know, and a lot of that, I think, has to do with this view that we are the mightiest country in the world, meaning our military, and so therefore we must be the best, and those things don't equate.
You know, Sandy, does that any longer give us some kind of, you know, at one point in time in this country, we talked about, you know, how moral a nation we were. And even that had, you know, many of us even questioned that view. But when you look at where we are now, and the fact that, as you stated, other nations are supplanting us with giving their people a better opportunity at living a much better life. And yet here in this country, we don't have people who seem to think that anybody who's not living a good life in this country, Sandy, is either lazy or because you continue to hear, well, all the opportunities are here. People still come here from all over the world. If we're such a bad country, why would they come here from all over the world? You know, but yet you just look at bits and pieces in different parts of this country where it is. And it was an article I was going to talk about earlier, but you always talk about what's happening in the rural parts of this nation that people aren't talking about. We talk about what's happening in the central cities around this country, but the rural areas and the suffering. Had you not even brought that up, Sandy, a couple of years back about the suffering that's going on in rural America? You know, I don't get a chance to be in rural America. I don't know. I know very few people in rural America, but I didn't know how much they were suffering in this country. And yet they continue to vote red. And their suffering is not subsiding. But so we've got to do something. We've got to do something, Sandy, to get these people to understand. In order to make our nation better, we've just got to apply pressure to people who make the decisions that are causing this pain.
Well, we have to start evaluating our nation honestly with eyes open so we can identify what needs to get better. I mean, half of the political debate is the fact that we can't agree on facts about whether we have problems and where those problems might exist. And so my view is that we just have to get honest with ourselves, and we have to get much more vigilant, and we have to get roll up our sleeves and do the work that we need to do to evaluate what's going on and where we need to focus our priorities. Going back to that whole plan thing, you know, you can't kind of develop a triage, a plan for how you're going to devote your finite resources unless you evaluate what your situations are. Where do we have problems? How do those problems rank? How should we spend our money? How do we solve this? And we keep just hiding from that. We throw so much money into our military that we then always have a shortage of money. And instead of planning where we're going to invest money, we've spent most of our time planning which programs we're going to cut. Okay. So and everyone knows that a business that is making its profit by cutting its costs is not on the road to a future. They're simply preserving an unstable current situation. And that's kind of where we're at now. We don't seem to be planning how we can fix things. We just plan on how we can get to tomorrow without incurring more taxes.
You know, Sandy, and the frustration is that before you and I are gone, we've got to get this fixed, right? I mean, we have to get this fixed. We shouldn't leave this burden on the younger generations. We created it. We have to get it fixed.
Well, we should at least start planning for it. We should start working on an understanding of how we get from here to there, how we conduct ourselves today that will improve the prospect of handing a better world to our kids. Last week, when you weren't there, I was talking about how the baby boomers probably are handing the world on worse off than when we got it in many ways, and furthermore that our definition of what constitutes a patriot has gotten all the way to the point where you don't criticize our country at all. You know, patriots don't uncover problems. Patriots applaud where we're at, and that's a serious problem.
All right, Sandy, it's always been great, man. Look forward to doing it again on Friday. Thank you, Sam, for, you know, doing a great job as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Stay warm. See you later.
Bye-bye. Great talking.